The perception on the street in parts of Egypt is also cynical. Many Christians in the Muslim-majority country feel that they're not being protected. That anxiety rose after a church bombing in Alexandria on New Year's Day. A suspected suicide bomber killed 21 people and wounded 97 others outside a Coptic church during a New Year's midnight service. The authorities have been holding 7 people for questioning, but that hasn't calmed the nerves of Egypt's Christians, as Ursula Lindsay reports.
A day after the attack, hundreds of Egyptian Christians took to the streets of Alexandria. Some clashed with riot police. Demonstrators like this man called for justice for those killed in the bombing.
We are calling for justice for all those who were martyred. All these people murdered, what have they done? They were just celebrating a new year, praying in a house of God. What is their sin? What did they do to deserve to die for nothing like that?
The Egyptian Coptic Church is one of the oldest Christian churches in the world. Copts make up about 10% of the country's population. Egyptians have long prided themselves on the good relations that exist between Christians and Muslims here. But tensions have been rising in recent years. They've been stoked by militant Islamist groups who maintain that East and West, Muslims and Christians, are at war. In 2006, a man stabbed several churchgoers in Alexandria, leading to riots between Christians and Muslims. Last year, 5 people were killed in a drive-by shooting at a church on Christmas Day. Hours after the latest attack, President Hosni Mubarak condemned the bombing in a rare televised address. This sinful act is part of a series of efforts to drive a wedge between Copts and Muslims, the president said. He said foreign hands were behind the attack and called on all Egyptians to stand up to terrorism. So far, the government hasn't presented any information regarding the identity of the bomber. But critics say the government itself has fueled the growing division between Christians and Muslims here. They say in order to strengthen their Islamic credentials, the authorities have done little to confront religious bigotry, and they've continued to discriminate against Copts. Hassan Baket is with the Egyptian Initiative for Personal Rights. He says that Coptic Christians are underrepresented in government and academia, and he blames the government for that.
It's been documented for years that Copts face discrimination in access to employment, particularly in public universities, public office, and there are a very low number of candidates and then members of parliament.
Copts are also often denied the right to construct or restore their churches. And where Christians are required to convert to Islam to marry Muslims, Muslims are legally barred from converting to Christianity. And when there are attacks on Christians, critics say, the perpetrators are rarely brought to justice. With the Coptic Christmas less than a week away, security has been increased at Egyptian churches. Still, many Christians here fear that it won't be long until there's another attack. For The World, I'm Ursula Lindsay in Cairo.